John, you brought Sean to Accra Hearts, Hearts of Hope. We don't know what you saw, but what was behind your decision to bring him to Hearts, but not any other club in the country?
Yeah, I think Sean October, I met him in Cape Town, Santos FC, as a left foot back. So the only thing that I saw about him was his control, his touches and his kick. Was just two things I saw about him. I said, now this boy will be a good player in the future. So I had a way with him, and he's somebody that always want to learn from senior colleagues. Always want to know how did you made it to the top and how best the senior player can also help him to achieve what he want to achieve in the future. So there was a time after training, he came to me and said he wanted to do some passes drill with me and some kick heading. And I said, okay. So I took him after the training, and when I kick, he kicked. When I kicked, he kicked. And I said, okay, he's doing well. And his contract was about to expire from Santos. So we were talking and I asked him, how long do you have here? And he told me everything. I said, okay. So what do you want to do? And he said he want to move. And the only thing he said that touches my heart was every player knows, apart from me, I don't know about the rest, but he's the kind of person when he wants something and then he has to get it. So Hearts of Oak was on his heart. He mentioned the team that, can you help me play for Accra Hearts of Oak? And I was surprised. Like, how did this guy got to know about Hearts of Oak? Yeah. He'd been monitoring the team since he was a child and then grew up to this level. So I said, okay, I've got also good people in the team, and then Hearts of Oak was one of the teams that also pushed me to go to Europe, although I was playing for Liberty Professionals. But it got to a time, I mean, it was boot to boot between Accra Hearts of Oak and then Asante Kotoko, which my ex-president Yakubu Moro wanted me to play for Hearts of Oak. And then I decided not to play for none of them. Yeah. But Hearts of Oak, Harizako, and then Tomioka and Alaji Haas motivated me that your decision is final. If you don't want to play for us, we're not going to push. Not to the other place that they used to push them to play for. So I kept that in my head. And I said, in this world, never close doors. So I phoned Alaji Haas, and then I told him about October. He said, okay, bring him down. Then we will sit down. And to be honest with you, when we got to Accra, we had a meeting 2 days after, and the meeting went well. And here is October enjoying his game, and then with the Hearts of Oak.
Exactly. My next question is: when you were in South Africa, I know you had the reefs. They were good reefs about October doing well and all that. How happy did that make you?
Yeah, I was so happy that the boy is making me proud. Not only me alone, but also his friends and his teammates, giving them challenge that they can also go far and play. Because the boys that he was playing with them in Santos NFD, those boys didn't thought that one day October could play at one of the biggest teams in Ghana. And they rate our football so high in South Africa. So, I mean, when I heard he even won 3 times Man of the Match, I was so pleased with it. And his father called me and he was so happy. And then I said, yeah, we should still pray for the boy. He's going to make it big. And it's not only Hearts of Oak is going to make it. He's here to also grow up and become the family of Hearts of Oak. Through him, the club can sell him and then I may bring something better. And then his colleagues also look up to him to bring some success to the team.
Did you have any doubts when he was coming to Ghana? Did you have any doubts whether he could succeed or not?
Not at all. Not at all, because what I saw in him is this guy can play anywhere. And also, I mean, he mentioned Hearts of Oak. This is a team that he wants to play from his heart. So it's not that he asked me to pick any team for him. That would have been difficult. But he was willing to fight for the club.
His performance today, how did you see his performance?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, seeing him going up and down, giving good passes. I don't remember the last time he lost 3 balls on the row. But yeah, throughout the game, he lost 2 balls, which I'm going to speak to him about it. Wow. So the rest, he knows it. So yeah, he's doing well. And then I was so happy that he's getting good connect with his left center back and then left wing.
John, we are playing against Esperance. I'm sure you've heard of the result already. We lost 4-0 in Tunis. They are coming to Ghana. We are playing against them on Saturday. Will you be at the stadium?
Yeah, yeah, I'm coming to watch him. I'm here for some time.
Okay. Do you feel Hearts can do it? What do you think they would have to do if they want to qualify?
Yeah, it's simple. It's boot to boot. They are playing home. And like I said, football, players can't play alone. And it's a team that plays. And what the little thing I saw today, it shows that they're going to make it. But for them to do that, they have to make the whole house full. I mean, talking about the stadium, the fans have to come in numbers. They shouldn't stay home and say, oh, they want to watch it on TV or anything. But they should go to the pitch, stadium, sing for them throughout the 90 minutes. As if we can come up and score 5 goals. And then, I mean, put a smile on everyone, every Ghanaian's faces.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Sorry.